Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play!
Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
It's just going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
We have got your questions via Apple Podcasts and email and YouTube right now on your Saturday mailbag. Hope everybody's enjoying their weekend. If you're watching live, yes, it's Friday. But if you're listening, hope everybody is enjoying your weekend. I'm Adam Azer with just Jamie Eisenberg today. No Dan Schneier. He's doing something. Who cares? And we've got some injury updates here. Jerry Jeudy getting on the practice field. Oh, boy. Going to ruin Cortland Sutton. What else, what do we know about Joe Mixon? Jamar Chase. We'll update you on everything. Hey, what's up, Jamie?
Maybe it helps Cortland Sutton.
It doesn't help Cortland Sutton. Nothing
well, look what Zay Jones did when Christian Kirk was destroyed last week.
Maybe that helps Jerry Jeudy then.
Maybe it does.
Yeah. All right. Of course, it's Russell Wilson. All right, so we'll go through the notes, and then we'll get to all of your questions. You can email us always at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. That is the letter I, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. And Apple Podcasts is the best way to get your question read on the air. I do read most of our 5-star Apple Podcast reviews, so leave us a good review and put your question in there as well. So starting with the news and notes here, Travis Etienne is going to play at Detroit. He is RB what?
RB 14. Must-start guy, though, unless you're just loaded at the position.
Yeah, I have the David Montgomery versus Travis Etienne decision to make. I'm just kind of, I don't know.
Along with who?
Aaron Jones.
Okay.
And something.
And you can't play all three of them?
No. No flex in this league. Don't ask. Non-PPR. Just don't ask. And something is scaring me
Fantasy
a little bit.
Cops. Fire the commissioner.
That's Dynasty, and it's our last year, so no problem. Something's scaring me a little bit about Etienne. I just wish they had been a little more positive with the words about him. You know, I was always like, well, he's trending. He's looking good. Do you feel the same way, or do you feel like he's all systems go?
I mean, it could be some gamesmanship, you know, to throw off Dan Campbell. But if he starts, you play him.
Yeah. All right. Najee Harris is... Najee Harris is playing.
It's so weird, right?
Yes, it is surprising. What do you make of it? Who are you starting? Yeah, you going to start him or what?
I mean, if Najee's starting and I have Najee, I'm starting him. You know, it's unbelievable matchup. So, you know, it's hope it's not a decoy situation. I still think Jalen Warren's a very good flex. You know, I'm going to compare it to the Tampa Bay situation with just the reverse, where the established guy is better in Pittsburgh versus the young guy in Tampa. But I think you can get, you know, top 30 production out of Jalen Warren this week. You know, his last two games that he played, he was 10 PPR points in each of those. So hopefully that's the floor, maybe a little bit better.
Michael Carter is doubtful. So that means now Bam Knight over Jalen Warren.
Yeah, so in terms of Steelers backfield, I would go Najee, Knight, Warren, Ty Johnson.
Okay. J.K. Dobbins is out. Would you start Gus Edwards over all of them?
I would start Gus Edwards over all of them, yes.
Over Najee?
Yes.
Okay. Antonio Gibson is questionable. Joe Mixon is still...
Not in PPR, I'll go Najee.
Okay.
Although, you know what, though? The last time we saw these two guys together, Najee didn't have a catch.
It's true. Joe Mixon is still questionable as of Friday afternoon. Not out of, you probably know by the time you listen to this what the deal was with Joe Mixon. But Samaje Perine, if Mixon's out, over all of them?
100%.
Over ETN?
Yes.
Over Macho Grande?
Yes.
Okay. Zach Taylor is optimistic about Jamar Chase playing. Okay. Jerry Jeudy was warming up at practice on Friday. If Jerry Jeudy plays, what does it mean?
Means that both he and Courtland Sutton are number three receivers. I would still start Sutton over Jeudy if you had that choice just because of health. But I would like to avoid the entire Denver offense this week.
Jerick McKinnon practiced. So
I kind of like him this week.
McKinnon?
Yeah.
What about Pacheco? I'm going to get a lot of Pacheco questions on Sunday. I know it.
I think Pacheco is a high-end flex. I think you're still probably definitely in non and half PPR. You're starting him over McKinnon, but I would not be surprised. And I know what you're going to tell me, that he hasn't caught a lot of passes lately. McKinnon has, but this could be a game where, like we saw against the Titans, where they're throwing a lot and he's on the field more because of how this defense is, is operating.
Yeah, he hasn't caught a lot of passes all year. He has two games with more than three catches, but I see what you're saying. Ty Johnson or Jerick McKinnon?
McKinnon.
Mike McCarthy is confident that Michael Gallup will play. He has an illness. Darius Slayton missed practice on Friday with an illness. Don't know if he's going to play as we record this now.
Dable said they're confident he could play too.
Yeah, I mean, in that same league where I can't start a third running back, I think I have to start Slayton. It's going to be him or DeAndre Carter. But I, you know, illnesses can really be a big deal. And Or could they be nothing. But if a guy is too sick to practice on Thursday and Friday, it's not great. Not ideal.
I would start Carter over Slayton.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. David Njoku is out. How about I would start Donovan Peoples-Jones over both Carter and Slayton, would you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good situation for him to get hopefully a bump of targets. And, you know, if the home road splits carry over for Amari Cooper again, DPJ might be the best receiver for the Browns.
Okay, Sean McVay said that Matthew Stafford is out of the concussion protocol, but he is not going to play this week because of a neck injury. And Andy Reid does think that Jerick McKinnon will be able to play. Okie dokie. We have a link in our episode description to our CBS Sports store. And if you go there, you can get 20% off your order when you use FantasyFootball20 as your promo code. You go to the Fantasy Football Today store, and there's a link to that, right? We've got hats and all this FFT gear. We got hats and mugs and water bottles and sweatpants and hoodies and t-shirts and all this really cool stuff. Great stuff with the Fantasy Football Today logo on it, and can remind all your friends why you kicked their butt in fantasy and get 20% off your purchase. If you go to that store and you use the promo code FantasyFootball20, the store URL is in the episode description, and the promo code is FantasyFootball20. We go to our Apple Podcast questions first. This is from TS76. 12 team league standard scoring. You have to sit one of these players. Jonathan Taylor, Alvin Kamara, Miles Sanders, Chris Godwin, Christian Kirk, or Jamar Chase. In standard scoring, who are you sitting?
Sitting Kamara. I mean, you know, a guy doesn't score touchdowns and you're not getting rewarded for the catches, which has been the only thing that's been saving him late. So even though Sanders has a tough matchup, I think you look at Kamara's matchup as tough as well. So I think he's the easy one to get away from.
Going to give you a real quick YouTube question. Start Justin Fields, Deshaun Watson, or Dak Prescott?
Fields.
Oh, Fields. Yeah. Here's my bold prediction. Yeah, sure. Aaron Rodgers, QB1 this week.
QB1.
QB1.
Okay, so he'll be better than Mac Jones, yes. Better than Josh Allen.
He will be definitely better than, if that's a bold prediction, he will be better than Josh Allen this week. 21 points.
Hope so.
Okay, there's no way he's going
to. I got him. Somebody dropped him in one league. Wants to keep picking
Rodgers, huh? I got Trevor Lawrence in a league this week off waivers. That's like the fifth waiver claim.
IDP league?
No, eighth claim. Yeah. Yeah, because everybody went after those running backs that nobody wants to start anymore.
And no, drafted Trevor Lawrence in that league?
You?
This guy.
Yeah, well, I drafted Stafford and Trey Lance.
Do you know who dropped Trevor Lawrence in that league?
Yeah, I do now, yeah.
This guy. You know what else I did in a 10-team league with some buddies from college? It's a half PPR league, not that that matters to quarterbacks. So somebody, because of just, you know, roster crunch, we have a very small bench in that league. I did it on purpose, so that would be a lot of waiver moves. Somebody dropped Kyler Murray. I picked up Kyler Murray 2 weeks ago. I have Fields. I dropped Fields on Tuesday to pick up Trevor Lawrence. Now I have to make a decision on what do I do to pick up Fields again.
Gotta go. You got to stick with Lawrence. Oh, drop Kyler.
No, Fields is off next week.
Yeah. Oh, man. That sucks. I think the worst thing I've done in fantasy this year, I dropped Justin Fields in two leagues, including one was a super flex league. he was so bad. He was so bad.
I dropped him one league.
Yeah, one with 10-team super flex. All right, back to our Apple Podcast questions from Saya. James, wow. I went to high school with a kid named James Pollard. Tony Pollard is the running back, not James Pollard.
Okay.
Tony Pollard or Damian Pierce?
I'd go with Pollard. Much more upside.
Christian Watson or Damian Pierce? Half PPR.
I'd go with Christian Watson. More upside.
This is Brendan from Skull USA. Grade the trade. Still trading. I traded away Jamal Williams, Gabe Davis, and Tyler Boyd for Dalvin Cook, Christian Watson, and Donovan Peoples-Jones. All right, he gave up Jamal Williams.
I mean, there's A+. Plus.
Yeah, I don't even have to read it again. Jamal Williams, Gabe Davis, and Tyler Boyd for Dalvin Cook, Christian... Like, how did you pull that off? Dalvin Cook, Christian Watson, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Wow. You know, I wonder who's scoring more points per game, Jamal Williams or Dalvin Cook?
Probably Cook in PPR. I guess Williams not.
Because I know Cook is... I think he's RB 15 or 16 per game. So let's...
John Walford will start.
Yeah, I was about to tell you that. What does that mean for fantasy?
Well, Tyler Higbee is now amazing. I think Higbee's in a better spot. I agree with you. I think, you know, he'll get a few more opportunities to run some routes. But as we've noted a few times on this channel, on this venue, that Higbee still not a great start.
Jamal Williams is crushing Dalvin Cook in non-PPR. Jamal Williams is RB6 in non-PPR per game. And he's RB17 per game in full PPR. He has 9 catches this year. Dalvin Cook is RB13 in non-PPR and RB15 in full PPR. So it's Cook in full. I'm sure it's Williams in half and non. All right. What do we got here from Mini Bones? I'm making trades for a playoff run. I want Derrick Henry. Would you give up Mixon and Ken Walker, given their tough playoff schedules, for Henry and Patterson? Mixon and Ken Walker for Henry and Patterson.
No.
Okay. And then, then this counter trade, there's another proposal. So it's Mixon and Walker. You'd give up Mixon, Walker, and you'd give up Gabe Davis and Tyler Boyd. You'd get back Henry and Patterson and Mike Williams and Michael Pittman.
I mean, that's definitely better because you're upgrading your receiving core there. So, you know, if you can afford, like, I don't see Patterson as a must-start guy. Clearly Mixon and Walker are must-start guys. And so if Williams is back and Pittman is continuing to do what he does, he's at least a low-end starter. So I don't mind that for sure.
The playoff schedules, that's a pretty legit point. Cincinnati has the Bucks, Patriots, and Bills. And Seattle has the Niners, Chiefs, which is easy, and Jets.
The Patriots defense may not be as good as advertised.
Yeah, maybe not. There's a chance you could see Bryce Perkins, by the way, for the Rams. As a full unit, no, they are not as good as advertised. As run defense, I think last night was probably just a bad game, but yeah, I don't know.
But it's a similar type of approach. You have to worry about the pass so much for the Bengals that they should have running lanes available to them.
Yeah. Okay, from Tyler. Tyler is pretty great, 34. Half PPR bench one.
Originally, one of my email handles was Tyler's great 33, so I'm glad that worked out.
Yes, it took this guy a long time to finally get one that wasn't taken, but after 34 tries. Is this a word? Tyler says, bench one, Garrett Wilson, Jamal Williams, Damian Pierce, and Courtliness Sutton, which I think is an autocorrect.
Courtland Sutton.
You're going to bench Sutton? Okay.
Yeah.
Town from Town in Western Texas. I have George Kittle. I was thinking of trading Olave for Schultz. My other wide receivers are Diggs, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, and Christian Watson. Grade the trade, Chris Olave for Dalton Schultz, PPR.
So you're trying to trade Olave to put Schultz on your roster while you already have Kittle?
Yeah, he's sick of Kittle, basically.
Okay. I would probably try and do a 2-for-2 trade there if you can't do a 2-for-1 to somebody better.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Look at this comment in the chat. The people are a little surprised that I'm wearing a dress shirt, but I did HQ this afternoon. Adam only has dress shirts and sweatpants. I am 100% wearing sweatpants right now, so that is a great call. Great call, Mr. TD. I do have a lot of sweatpants, and I love them. I probably will get another pair for Christmas. It seems to be the go-to gift from the wife.
What are you going to get her?
She wants an avocado pillow. You know what those are?
No.
Me either. But she wants one. Apparently a great pillow. So I think I'm going to get her that. Oh, we got a Fantasy Cops from Apple Podcast. Where's my music here? I can't. There we go. All right, from Super Goulash. The situation just happened to me in my first ever Dynasty League. I'd like to know what you think. In my league, after losing a lot of key players, I decided to trade away Josh Allen for a haul of draft picks and players, and I decided to play for next year. But while I'm trying to play for next year, I'm still starting my best possible lineup every week for the integrity of the game, of the league. Last week, my opponent, who was also trying to play for next year, started Chris Godwin, who was on a bye. I ended up winning by 1.2 fantasy points. Every other reasonable player on that guy's bench would have scored at least 2 points. I told the commissioner about this, and the commissioner said that they would let him know and give him a warning. Now, tanking rules have never been discussed, and this is our first Dynasty League, but in my history of playing fantasy football, you have to start a legal lineup every week. I personally feel like he should be forced to start one of his bench players, which would result in me losing and him winning, and obviously the standings would have changed. Do you think that he should be forced to start one of his players or be allowed to keep a Chris Godwin, who is on a bye, in his lineup?
So, Heath would be a great person to ask about this because he commissions our Dynasty League. And he has been a tanker now for 2 seasons. And he makes it a point. I don't know if it's written anywhere, but I know he certainly has said something. I don't know if he's ever gone back and retroactively done it. Now, he might have it written somewhere. I just haven't seen it. That you have to at least start a player who is playing. You cannot start somebody who's on a bye or injured purposely to tank. So Heath, for example, I know he's picked up Kyle Allen to start over Patrick Mahomes. He has played Colt McCoy, I think, maybe over Mahomes. You know, so he is purposely trying to lose, but doing it in a way where he's still going to accrue points. I know he had a conversation with somebody. I don't remember who, but they started, I think, it might have been Dan, who we know has done this in leagues where he's being competitive, started somebody that was either injured or on a bye. So I think that the unfortunate thing is, like, unless this has been established or maybe you can, you know, vote on it in the league, that they can retroactively go back and put somebody in the person's lineup to replace Godwin, I think that's fine. But if the rules have not been established about what the tanking rules are, it's hard to say that you can go back and change that. But you should definitely try to rectify it moving forward.
You got to have some very, very solid rules in your Dynasty League. You got to address tanking. You got to address all this stuff. Put it on paper. So I guess
have you ever tanked?
I've never tanked. No, I had a Dynasty League where I was like, didn't really want to win, but I couldn't bring myself to start, you know, some scrub over a good player. No, I've never tanked. Have you?
I wonder, like, you know, so Heath is putting together a pretty nice roster. He's got Breece Hall. I think he was trying to compete this year, but he got Breece Hall. He's got Garrett Wilson. He's got Devontae Smith. Mahomes, Dulcich, like, he's got a good young group of guys. I think maybe Drake London too. I wonder though, like, at what point does it just become so maddening if, like, these guys continue to get hurt or don't materialize? Like,
yeah,
you just at what point do you, like, you just give up?
Well, I think the thing for a player like Heath who has, you know, probably 15 leagues or something, it's not that big of a deal, I guess. It might even be a bit of a relief. You know, to not have to, like, worry about waivers every week or whatever. But Well, it's Dynasty. Never mind. But for people who have just a few leagues or one league, you don't want to be tanking. That sucks. You certainly don't want to be tanking 2 years in a row.
Yeah, no. Like Dave, for example, he tanked 1 year, but he had, you know, some guys that are injured, and he's been one of the best teams in that league. Mm. But he did, you know, go through a couple of, at least one season of tanking.
All right. Let's go to, we'll stick with the fantasy cops here. We'll keep rolling with the fantasy cops. What's next? We've got Louis from, how am I pronouncing this, Jamie? Bowie?
Louis from Bowie.
No, it's not Boo. Wasn't I? Where's Zach? Zach Brooke, how do I pronounce this? Come on in.
It's Bowie. Louis from Bowie.
Louis from Bowie. That's what I would have said. What did you think I was going to say? He thought I was
going to say Bowie.
I'm not going to say Bowie. You put Bowie in my head. I would say,
a lot of people think Bowie.
Louis from maybe I would have said Bowie. I don't know. I would have gotten it wrong. Louis from Bowie, Maryland is the commissioner of a 12-team league with a 6-team playoff. I am tied for 6th with 2 weeks left, and the team I am tied with has an opponent this week that is out of contention. His opponent over the past few weeks has sometimes left a player or two out of the lineup. I debated on saying something about it last week, but I didn't. But now since my direct competition is playing him, I'm considering sending him a don't forget to set your lineup text message. I'm torn between all is fair and love and fantasy, and you are only sending this text for selfish reasons. Should I text the inactive manager to set his lineup to, you know, benefit him? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem. You know, it's you wouldn't have, I think, had a gripe if I know you'd be upset, but you couldn't have said anything if your opponent the week before had said the same text to that manager, right?
I don't think so. But we get this question a lot, and it's really on the commissioner to tell everyone to set their lineup.
Well, I mean, you know, if you see that there's a situation, I'm going to go check right now because I did see that I have a very similar scenario where I am competing for the 1 seed, and the team that I'm competing with is playing against a team that is absolutely loaded, but just had a lot of injury concerns. But this has been somewhat of an absentee manager, and right now has James Conner in his lineup and Ken Walker on the bench. So plays Ken Walker, given the other players that he has,
yeah,
probably going to win. So I'm probably going to send a text message like, hey, just taking a look at your team. Can you put Ken Walker in for me, please?
Yeah. No, I think you should. I think you're well within your right to do that. And I think our emailer, Louis from Bowie Bowie, is also well within his right to do that. Zach, I got to tell you, some people are ripping on you for the Hawaiian shirt. I don't know if you want to defend yourself, but apparently you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt today.
Not a Hawaiian shirt, it's a polo. But thank you.
What is on it, though?
I think it's alligators.
Oh, it's alligators. Okay. Yeah, you got alligator polo. All right. Feeling the South Florida vibe. No problem. Love it. Okay. Next up, Fantasy Cops from Mac. Okay. I feel like I am about to commit a fantasy crime. Ooh. I'm in a guillotine league. There are 4 teams left where I was able to save over $200 in fab, while the next highest team has less than $5 in fab. I am thinking to pick up the top players after a team gets chopped for $5 each, only to keep them away from the other teams. But then pick up the players I've dropped for them during the waiver claim period. They won't be able to pick them up and start them since they will be on waivers. What are your thoughts about that? Should that be allowed?
It's a little underhanded, but you know, the thing with guillotine leagues, having played in them myself, is that managing the budget is the hardest thing to do, because if you're able to, you know, get to the end of the season with more fab than your opponents, it's such a huge advantage for you because of how this works, that, you know, everybody goes back into free agency, all these stars. So I don't love that, because, you know, you're just kind of,
well, I need to understand more. So he picks up 3 great players.
So let's say, for example, who had bad weeks last week? Kamara had a bad week. McCaffrey had a bad week. And give me a quarterback that had a bad week. Justin Fields didn't play. So the manager with those 3 players gets chopped.
Yeah.
Now those guys go into the pool. So you're down to, this is week 13. So you're down six teams left. So you're down to 6 teams left if you go all the way to 18. And you have the most fab. So you can pick those 3 guys up.
Yeah.
You drop Trevor Lawrence for Fields. You drop James Conner on a bye for one of the running backs, and you drop Deontay Foreman.
Okay.
You know, those are the three guys you drop.
Right.
So now you don't want the other teams to get those three players. So at the end of the week, you're then – now those are bad examples.
I understand that you put in another claim for the players that you dropped, and you spend $5 or $6 so nobody else can get them. But who do you drop? Do you just drop?
That's the thing. So it's like if your team is completely stacked, I gave you a bad example because, you know, you wouldn't be dropping McCaffrey, Kamara, and Fields for, you know, Connor and Foreman. But, you know, if you were able to pick up three players that you still want to use at some point, then, you know, you can drop those other guys and just keep cycling them through on waivers.
Right. You could. Yeah. So you could just every time waivers run, you're just adding, dropping. You have all right. the money.
This is like the situation
that's
where
so messed
we've
up.
Dealt with. Somebody can pick up like all the backup quarterbacks.
Man, right? I don't know because like this is really messed up, but I don't know that there's anything wrong with it. Like what is
there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, you know, pretty underhanded to do that continually.
Yeah, it's definitely messed up, but I don't think I can arrest you for that. I don't know what
the thing that will end up happening is that you'll cycle through the three top guys, for example, right? And that person will get stuck and they'll pick up a James Cook, right? Oh, I've got to start James Cook. And then he goes for, you know, 100 yards and is better than Jalen Warren, who you tried to pick up because Najee Harris. But, you know, it's going to be one of those things that come back to bite you and you end up losing.
This is definitely manipulating the waiver wire. I'm so torn on this. You know, I think I'm going to say you can do it. I think it's within the rules and I think it's the right that you have won by keeping your fab and surviving this long in the guillotine league. So, I don't know. It's like public urination. I'm not going to arrest you for it, but you really shouldn't do it.
It's one of those things that fantasy karma will come back to bite you.
I hope so. I'm rooting against you, but there's no reason for...
Right.
This is
As
not
a judge,
fantasy
you cannot, crime. You cannot say that you're doing anything wrong.
Right, okay. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll read your emails and your YouTube questions, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. We'll be right back.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
All right, this one is from Bill in the Hudson Valley, my neighbor. I love the game of the week, but it's like a jack in the box. I can't concentrate on the information until it happens. We are having so much fun with this. I hope everybody's enjoying the segment as much as we are, or the bit. The bit. Christian Watson or Christian Kirk is the question.
Christian Kirk.
What was your favorite one?
Today's is up there. I'm trying to think my favorite one. Like the first one or two times where you actually started to get him, like when it became a thing.
Yeah.
Like those were good.
I think my favorite one was that Vikings game where he was just in the middle of a sentence about Adam Thielen and I smashed him with it. Like that was that was when I realized we gotta start getting creative here. All right. I have two lineup questions.
This you think he's gonna see what we have planned for next week?
No, it'll not even say anything, but Jamie and I already have it planned for next week. All right, this is from Simon. Can it be Friday already? I have two lineup questions. 12-team league, non-PPR. If Fields is playing, and this is a two-quarterback league, oh, man. Which quarterback do you sit, Fields, Tua, or Trevor Lawrence?
I sit Tua. I'm honestly legitimately concerned about Tua with Teron Armstead not there. It could be completely unfounded, and I don't have it ranked like Tua's a sit by any stretch. But I do think that there is a great defense, a coach that knows the other coach's tendencies to whatever extent that may be. And the fact that he's going to be under duress, you know, what do we see from Tua in his previous, you know, years? with Brian Flores as the coach when the offensive line was certainly not as formidable when they didn't have a strong left tackle. He was, you know, taking three steps, five steps, foot in the ground, and there's pressure in his face, and he did not play as well as he's been playing. Granted, he did not have Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle and that duo, so that's going to, I think, save him. But the ceiling for those other two guys, I think, is higher.
So you can start two of them, and you're going to sit Tua.
Yes, I'm going to start the other Tua of them over the Tua.
There you go. All right, he has Christian Kirk. He needs his wide receivers 2 and 3 and his flex. So three of this group. Evans, Pickens, Lazard, Damian Pierce, Leonard Fournette, and bam, Knight. Non-PPR.
Evans is PPR?
No, non.
Non-PPR?
Mm-hmm.
Evans, Pierce, and...
You need a wide receiver, Pickens or Lazard?
Pickens.
Okay, that was from Simon. Thank you, Simon. From Kevin, Alan Lazard or Zay Jones?
Zay Jones.
Fournette, Jalen Warren, or Benny Snell?
Fournette now.
From Cody, dear Baldwin, Franco, Sheridan, and Freeman. So he said something like these are people who are not as famous as the other people with their last name, like Billy Baldwin and the other Franco dude. I don't know who Sheridan and Freeman would be, but somewhat of a hypothetical, but my season may hinge on these decisions. In half PPR, I need two receivers, a running back, and a flex from Olave, Sutton, and Christian Watson. Gus, Pirine, Bam Knight, and Tyrion Davis-Price.
So needs what?
Okay, he needs two receivers out of Olave, Sutton, and Watson.
So Olave and Watson.
He needs a running back from Gus, Pirine, Bam Knight, and Tyrion Davis-Price.
Pirine if Mixon is out, otherwise Gus.
And he needs a flex out of Sutton, Gus, Pirine, Knight, and TDP.
Knight.
Okay.
Unless, of course, Pirine is starting.
And if Pirine is starting, then who's your flex, Gus or Knight?
I would rank this, no Mixon. I'd go Pirine, Gus, Knight. So it'd be Gus and Pirine if there's no Mixon.
And if there is Mixon, it's Gus and Knight.
Correct.
And also, Cody says, stop trying to force terrible Olave-based team names. It works best as a variant of the phrase all of A, in which something like Olave Sutton is at least respectable. Olave Sutton's a pretty good team name. All of a sudden, yeah. James says, non-PPR, Rashad White or Michael Pittman?
Rashad White.
Brian in Iowa, I really want to bench Damian Pierce for DeAndre Swift, but all the rankings I see have Pierce higher. I have plenty of high floor players already, so I'm thinking Swift might be a higher ceiling with his big play and reception possibilities. Would you bench Pierce for Swift?
I would play Pierce personally, but I could see Swift having a good game. Again, it's a very high projected total. It's a run defense in Jacksonville that has been suspect at times. And if he's healthy, there's no reason to suggest his workload doesn't start to uptick a little bit. So if you don't like Pierce, and there's reason to not like Pierce the last 2 weeks, you know, again, taking into who he played and maybe the fact that he has hit a rookie wall, you know, I can see Swift being better. I can see Swift finding the end zone and Pierce not.
Yeah, I don't think that Pierce is a high floor player. He has plenty of upside against the Browns, but he also has an extremely low floor. All right, so this is from our most loyal listener and fan, Ted, from Parts Unknown. Super flex, half PPR, start a running back. Jalen Warren, Rashad White, Antonio Gibson.
Rashad White.
Start a flex, Pickens, Sutton, Treylon Burks, or Jalen Warren or Antonio Gibson.
Pickens.
And Ted says, fun fact, the highest fantasy output in history belongs to 1961 Oilers running back Billy Cannon with 63 points in standard scoring. How about that? Billy Cannon, cool. Heisman Trophy winner, had this play that apparently measured on the Richter scale. The stadium got so loud at LSU. Choose one to start in a flex. Cortland Sutton, a lot of Sutton questions. Bam Knight, Jalen Warren, Samaje Perine.
Perine if Mixon is out, Knight if Mixon is in.
You'd start him over Sutton in PPR?
Yes.
That's from Matt in Massachusetts, by the way. Is Sutton just not that good, or is it Russell Wilson's fault? Like, is it the offense's fault?
I think it's the offense's fault. I think it's Russell's fault. I think it's the matchup this week, for example, why we're concerned about him and all these questions. And now Judy might play, so that makes things even worse for him.
From Austin, Adam has significantly better hair than Dan. Thank you very much. Dear Higby, Renfro, and Deontay.
I knew when I saw that email it was 1,000% getting Renfro.
I just wish Dan were here to see it. What are your thoughts on playing both Kirk and Zay Jones this week over Pacheco, Rashad White, Paris Campbell, and Donovan Peoples-Jones?
It's funny. I had that similar situation where my receivers have been pretty terrible. When I say terrible, Kirk is my best one. This is actually a non-PPR league. And I've been sort of cycling through the second one because my second one was on draft day was the great Allen Robinson. So I have Peoples-Jones and Treylon Burks were the only three receivers I have on this team. And I just dropped Treylon Burks for Jaylen Warren. But the available player to me on waivers that I thought I could get, and I probably could have gotten, I think he's gone now, was Zay Jones. And I'm like, as much as I like the Jaguars this week, I don't want to start both of them. So I would go Peoples-Jones over. I think that's the best name you said. I would go Peoples-Jones over.
Pacheco, Rashad White, Paris Campbell, PPR.
Yeah, I go Peoples-Jones with Njoku. All
right. From
maybe Rashad White.
Well, I would go with Zay Jones. Do you ever feel like any of those guys could be really bad, right? Kirk, Zay, Rashad White, Pacheco, Campbell, DPJ. I mean, probably not Kirk. But any of the other guys could be bad. Do you ever feel like you go Kirk and Zay, you kind of guarantee yourself at least one good player? It'd be hard to imagine neither of them having a good game.
If Lawrence goes rotten or gets hurt in the game, then... Well,
I don't care about the getting hurt. The rotten thing, okay. I don't really see that happening, but...
Well, I mean, look what happened last week. You rather have the huge game from Zay Jones and nothing from Kirk, or would you rather have two good games from maybe two guys on different teams?
I just think if you have Zay, it's almost like insurance for Kirk. If something goes wrong for Christian Kirk.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a similar example. So in the Fishbowl in the second round of the playoffs, because of how that scoring is, you need to maximize your points. I am starting. I picked up DeAndre Carter, and I have Herbert, Palmer, and Everett already. I'm starting all of them. And so, YOLO.
I started Devin Singletary in the Fishbowl. I was so... lucky, relieved. But Jamie and I have moved on to the second round of the playoffs. We've had good years, actually.
Who's on your team?
Basically, Hurts, Kelsey, and a bunch of dog crap.
Okay.
I have Christian Watson. I have DK Metcalf. I have David Montgomery. I think I have Mixon. No, I don't remember. Chris Godwin. I drafted Chris Godwin and Michael Thomas, so I thought it would take a while, but we'd get there. It's an okay team, but obviously Kelsey carries me. Let's see. Who did the best of the CBSers?
It was me this week.
You this past week, but for the season.
I'm not sure.
It was me. Pretty sure. It was Jared Dubin, and then it was me. Jared Dubin, congratulations. I liked it better when it was me. This is from Shane. Dear Leon, Jill, Claire, and the T-Virus. No clue. Swift or Rashad White, PPR?
White.
From Eric, just kidding, my name is Noah, but I needed to get Adam's attention. Start two running backs, Barkley, Mixon, Gus, and Swift. Non-PPR.
Barkley and Mixon.
Two wide receivers, A.J. Brown, T. Higgins, Justin Jefferson, Christian Kirk, Christian Watson. Whoa.
A.J. Brown, who's the second one you said?
Higgins and Jefferson.
I would go Jefferson and A.J. Brown.
And then start a flex, T. Higgins.
No, I'll go Jefferson Higgins.
All right, start a flex, A.J. Brown, Kirk, AJ Watson. Brown. All right. Thank you, Noah.
Look at my wonderful team. Pick off three guys.
It is a pretty good team. All right. Oh, Tia Virus is Resident Evil. Yeah, that I would not have known. All right, YouTube, you're up. White or Pacheco, PPR?
Rashad White.
Start four wide receivers. Amon-Ra St. Brown, A.J. Brown, Lamb, Godwin, Chase, Garrett Wilson. Yeesh.
Wow. PPR, it's St. Brown, Godwin, Lamb, and Chase.
Okay.
Non-PPR, it's Brown, Godwin, Chase, and Lamb.
Okay. How about Rashad White or Brian Robinson, full PPR?
I'm torn now that Gibson is looking like he's going to play. I'll go White.
Justin Fields is not on the injury report, and he will play. Trayvon Diggs is sick, but he expects to play. A lot of sick people out there, man. Drop one, Warren, Knight, or Hasty?
Warren at this point. No, Hasty. Hasty.
Okay. Lamar or Trevor Lawrence, and Miles Sanders or Gus Edwards?
Trevor and Gus.
Barkley or Pollard, half PPR?
Barkley.
Drop one for my roster. Rashad White, Christian Watson, Rashad White again. Maybe that's who he wants to drop. Pacheco or Juju? To drop one.
Could be Roddy White. I would drop Pacheco.
Man, tough calls there. How about Kittle or Hockenson this week?
Hockenson, but I don't disagree with the sentiment that it could be a big sneaky Kittle week.
Yeah, well, if Debo's out, would you go with Kittle?
I would.
Okay. Zay Jones or Josh Palmer?
Zay. No, Palmer.
Sanders Palmer. Or Pollard?
Pollard.
Give up Tyler Lockett for Amari Cooper, PPR.
See?
Okay. I like it. I mean, I think Watson, you know, Cooper top. Could Cooper be like a top five receiver?
He could, but I think it's only one more home game in the fantasy season.
It's so funny. Last one here, or we'll do like two more. Warren or Thielen, non-PPR?
Thielen now.
And how about Miles Sanders, Bam Knight? Nope. Yeah, Bam Knight or Rashad White, PPR?
I will go with Rashad White.
Morrow, Ingram, or Harrison Bryant?
Ingram.
That's it. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, listeners and viewers. You're welcome. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you on Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern, with an injury update. Later.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.